While some may fret about the fall of the rupee against the mighty US dollar, economists are likely to disagree. A depreciating currency has its virtues too. The sharp fall in the value of the rupee over the years made the Indian workforce more attractive than China's. One of the lowest labor costs and a large surplus workforce, which will continue to grow till 2031, are the key competitive edges that India is leveraging to challenge its rivals in Southeast Asia in the race for a China plus one strategy. But the race is tight. Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines and Vietnam are trying their best to woo global companies that manufacture in China and are now exploring alternatives. On the labor front, India, it seems, has the clear edge. It has the lowest manufacturing wage cost in the region. At $0.8 an hour, it is 20% lower than Indonesia, nearly half of Vietnam and the Philippines, around a third of Thailand and a sixth of Malaysia. The data was analyzed by Morgan Stanley. On the other hand, China's manufacturing labor costs have risen to $7.1 per hour, far higher than India and other Southeast Asian countries and much closer to Taiwan's $11.7 per hour. India can also provide a constant supply of labor to power manufacturing growth for years to come, unlike other countries in Southeast Asia, where there is a growing shortage of labor in export-oriented industries. India will add 97 million or 22% to the world's working age population between 2021 and 2031, according to UN population database estimates. China, meanwhile, will see its share go down by 7%. Indonesia, which has the third biggest labor force, will add only 4%. Latin America will add 7%, and the rest of Asia, excluding Japan, will add just 1% to the working population during the same period. India's working population of people aged over 15 currently stands at 471 million, second only to China. But what about the quality of our workforce? Clearly, this is the area that the country has to work on. Around 11% of the labor force have only intermediate education and some skills in India, far lower than in Indonesia at 31.2%, Vietnam at 24.3%, or Thailand at 23.2%. And the actual numbers are far higher because of the far bigger labor force available. But over the years, productivity has shown a substantial improvement. According to Morgan Stanley estimates, based on ILO data, the annual growth rate of output per worker in India was up by 4.8% between 2011 and 2019, better than Malaysia at 2.6%, Indonesia at 3.7%, and the Philippines at 3.3%. But it is lower than Vietnam at 5.7% and China at 6.5%. A global electronics company executive familiar with India and Vietnam told Business Standard that lack of enough availability of trained labor could be an issue for future growth in Vietnam unless workers are brought from other adjoining countries. And how can India grab this opportunity? The executive points out that India needs to do a few things to take advantage of the edge in labor cost and availability by easing labor laws and removing restrictions on simple things, such as having rooms for them to stay on the factory premises. Yes, India does have an advantage in the current situation, but this labor advantage alone may not be enough to encourage companies to shift production capacity from China to India. Other issues, such as ease of doing business, incentive structures, cost of power, duties on inputs, and free trade agreements also matter, and here, Vietnam may have an advantage over India.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.